Well, hey there, Jonathan Doyle with you for the weekly podcast. Great to have your time. It's going to be a really good one. This one has been bubbling away for a week or two. It's got real connections with what's happening in my life right at the moment. And I just want to share it with you. And I hope that you can look back on this podcast and say, that was a day or a night or a moment, or you're on a plane or you're in the car or you're going for a jog and you listen to this and it just started a process for you, because this one's really important. This one goes right to the core of your life and your future, and I really want to help you to just get where you can be and where you need to be to really enjoy this life that you've got. Quick bit of housekeeping. My new book is here. We're just about to send 1,500 copies around the world to so many amazing businesses and corporations and sporting teams. But if you want to grab a copy, just come over to the website at jonathandoyle.co. and grab a copy of Bridging the Gap. Redrafted, it's got a whole new layout, it's just awesome, and there's great stuff in there. It's a really quick book, so if you're not a big reader, you don't have to allocate 15 years of your life. It's a quick read, so grab a copy. Now, let's begin. This week, I want to talk with you about the crucial importance of purpose, of finding why you're here on the planet, what you're supposed to do. And of course, all of that presupposes that I have some pretty definite ideas, and I'm going to spell those out now. I think that we really do have a purpose, that you do, that you're not here just to, you know, draw oxygen and just rattle through life and have a few happy experiences and then just disappear. I passionately believe, and it's been my experience, and more so as I get older, that you're really here for a particular reason. Is it five? Is it seven? I don't think so. I think it really comes down to discovering the one thing, the one core thing that you're here to do. And when you start to move in this, and this is what I want to do in this podcast, is get you thinking about being in that place of your purpose. Because when you're moving in that place, life is different. You're alive, things like depression fall away, and uncertainty and anxiety when you start to flow in your purpose. So there's a great quote that I often share from Henry David Thoreau, who famously said that the great mass of people lead lives of quiet desperation. The great mass of people, the great majority of people in life, the people you pass in the city today on the public transport, driving past them in your car, you know, even in your own homes, there are so many people who will live lives of quiet desperation, being unsure about why they're here, what life's about. You don't have to be one of them. You know, if you're feeling that, and I can promise you I've felt that at times in life. There's been times in life where I've been so uncertain and unsure. And if you want to go listen to a podcast where somebody has completely figured out the meaning of life and they've never had those days, then go listen to them, because that's not me. I have really in life had to wrestle with, you know, times of being down and unsure. And I'm not going to stay one, and I haven't been like that for so long, and I don't want you to be. So you don't want to be a person who lives this life of quiet desperation. You don't have to. So we're going to help you discover your purpose, your real reason for being here. And once you're in that purpose, you'll discover life really. I mean, you know, I don't know where you're at the moment in your life, but do you know you can be happy? Do you really understand that whatever you're feeling today, whatever's unfolding in your life, you can get to a place where you're feeling really good most of the time, where you're really happy and positive, and you get up and your days are busy and full, and you can enjoy life. I promise you that place exists. And if you're really feeling the opposite at the moment, just I want to give you some hope, because I've been there. I know what it's like to just not think things are going to work out. So you don't have to live in quiet desperation. And the other great quote I want to open with is a great quote from Mark Twain, who said, "The two most important days in your life, the two most important days in your life are the day that you're born and the day that you figure out the reason you were born." Hear that again. The two most important days in your life are the day that you were born and the day that you figure out the reason you were born. And it's amazing how, when you start to get on a path of growth, I can promise you this is true, how God, the universe, whatever, just starts to put this stuff in front of you. Because that quote last week came right in the middle of me really working on purpose and thinking about purpose and writing about purpose, and stuff just starts to come into your life. Now, you can't do that with a Mercedes or a BMW. I know you might have read that book, but you can't do the part where you go, "Oh, I'm going to think about winning the lottery, it's going to happen." Not true, but I think as you start to gravitate to more positive, hopeful things, they do begin to come into your life. So let's talk about purpose. This one thing that I believe that is on your life to do, And then when you move in that purpose, you're going to discover real joy and consistent happiness and a sense of joy and meaning and contribution. So the first thing is, do we have one purpose? And does that purpose change during our lives? Because I was talking to my wife, Karen, about this. And you definitely go through seasons in your life when you have different roles. Like, you know, for years I was a son, I was a child of my parents, and I was a student, and then I was, you know, a single person, and then I was engaged, and then I'm married, and then you got kids, and you got business, and you move through these different roles. But I'm going to suggest to you my opinion that purpose is different to roles. Roles change, but purpose doesn't. Let me say that again. Roles change, but purpose doesn't. Now, does it, you know, do you have one purpose, or maybe you have several? Because some of you might go, well, you know, I'm a teacher and I'm also a parent and I'm this. I'm still bringing that back to roles. I'm going to say purpose is different. And I'll give you an example. Think of some of the most influential people in history. You look at someone like Mother Teresa. Now, Mother Teresa was a teacher at one point in her life, and she's a religious sister. But you really look at the impact and the meaning of her life. Her purpose was service of the poor. I mean, her fundamental reason for being here was serving the poorest of the poor. And all that did was play out in different roles in her life. An interesting thing about how she found her purpose was when she was first in India, she was teaching in a very exclusive school. She was a Loreto sister. And she was teaching at a school for the children of wealthy English people. And she just, one day, she was on a train and she was just going through the city and she saw all this poverty, and she's just like, her purpose must have, I mean, she would not have known this at the time. She wouldn't have articulated it like this. But she realized that where she was wasn't where she was meant to be, where her purpose was calling her. And you can see how when she finds her purpose, amazing stuff starts to happen. Think of someone like Gandhi. You know, Mahatma Gandhi started as a solicitor, and he was working for people that couldn't afford his service. But what was he trying to do as a solicitor? Was trying to bring people justice and freedom. That was what he was trying to do as a solicitor. And we don't think of Gandhi as a solicitor, do we? We don't go, oh, Mahatma Gandhi, he was one of the most famous lawyers in history, right? We don't think of him that way. We think of him as somebody relentlessly focused on justice and freedom. But I'm going to say that his purpose was already being actualized earlier in his life. So this is all bringing to the point, the purpose remains constant. And look at someone like Jesus. Now, Jesus does all this different stuff, does healings and stuff, but his fundamental reason, his purpose, was to make known the love of God for everybody, and that the grace would open a way to heaven. So he stayed focused on purpose. And you could pick tons of examples, like look at, you know, the author J.K. Rowling. I mean, her purpose isn't to, you know, bring out new theories on quantum physics, right? She's not going to be the world's best baseball player. Her purpose was to bring, you know, joy and sort of passion and these great stories to people's lives, to bring meaning and joy and entertainment to people's lives. And it played out through this particular medium of writing. Now, just on that, concentrate. The mistake you can make is confusing your purpose with your skill set. And I made this last week. I did a great live coaching session where I was getting coached by a really awesome coach called Deb Han. I really encourage you to look up Deb if you want to get some great coaching. And Deb and I were working on my purpose, and it was a huge moment. And she said, Jonathan, what do you think your purpose is? And I was thinking, and I said, well, you know, I guess I teach and I communicate. And then she paused for a long time and she said, no, she said, you're confusing your skill set with your purpose. She sort of said, you're confusing the way you accomplish your purpose with your purpose. So I was a bit Jedi, right? I was a bit confused. I'm going, no, like every all my life, people have said you're a great communicator and you're a great speaker. And she goes, no, that's the skill set that helps you accomplish the purpose. And I worked with her more closely. And I'm just going to tell you, like, we got to the point where we realized that my purpose, drum roll please, is to liberate people's potential. My purpose in life, and it's really cool. I'm sorry, I had to wait till almost, you know, what, 41.7 to figure this out. Now, you could be 17, 15, 65, whatever. Don't wait too long to figure this out. But my purpose in life is to liberate people's potential. Why do you think I do this podcast? Why do you think I do so much on Instagram and social media and writing books and speaking? It is in my DNA to liberate people's potential. Now, two things about this. One is, I know this is true because I've always done it. When I was, you know, years ago, when I first started teaching and coaching, and I just always could see what people could become. but I could always see what people could become. And if I met you next week and we got talking just socially and you didn't know who I was and we met somewhere, if we were having a coffee or we were at a dinner together or something, sooner or later, I would get interested in you. I start asking you questions. And I'd be like, oh, well, have you thought of this? Or have you heard of this? Have you read this book? Have you known that website? What about this person? I can't help myself. I'm going to try and just help you to grow because that's my purpose. And when I do it, I get pumped. I get really excited for you. And one of the weirdest things that happens is I've worked with plenty of people who cannot get excited for themselves. They'll be asking me questions. I'll be going, oh, yeah, do this. And sometimes it can be threatening for people because they want to stay back in that comfort zone. And I get really pumped for them. I go, do this and this and this and this. And they kind of lock up and go, and they want to go back and they get resistant. And that's fine. I can't do anything about that. But my purpose is to liberate people's potential. It's remained constant through all these years. And it's remained constant in different places. You know, in different careers that I've had, I've always been somehow trying to do that. So your purpose is firstly, it's going to be something that's been there a long time, and I'm just going to help you uncover it in a few minutes. But the next thing that, well, let's start to do that now. And the next thing is like, well, people go, how do you find your purpose? And you might be sitting there now and you go, well, I like my job. And I go, no, you got to be passionate about it. If you're one of the, you know, thousands of people listening to this, you know, there's, 8 billion people in the world. You know, you're listening to this. This is your chance to really think about your purpose and get excited about your purpose. And here are some of the questions that people often ask. You know, if you meet like a coach or someone and they'll say to you, well, you know, you want to say, well, no, my purpose. And people often say, and you'll see this in personal development books, what would you do if you had all the money in the world and you didn't have to work? And I don't think that's the right question. I actually don't think that's a very helpful question. Because if I had all the money in the world, look, I don't know. I really like reading books and sitting on my own reading really good books. And I like riding my bike a lot. And I like playing golf. And if I had all the money in the world, I'd probably do a heap of that, right? But that's not my purpose. My purpose isn't to race road bikes. My purpose isn't to play golf. My purpose isn't to read books. My purpose is to liberate people's potential. So I don't think it's often a helpful question. You know, what would you do if you had all the money in the world? Because people go, well, if you took away your financial burdens and you were free to do anything, what would you do? And I go, well, I don't know. Because I think if I did have all the money in the world, if I literally had billions tomorrow, and Tony Robbins speaks about this heaps. He has worked with billionaires who are chronically depressed. So don't ever make the mistake of thinking that a bucket load of money will solve your problems. It'll just create new ones. So, you know, if I had all the money in the world, I reckon I would ride my bike a lot. I would play some golf, and within a month or two, I would start to feel really uncomfortable. I would start to feel selfish, and I would start to feel, is this it? Like, am I just going to spend the next 30 years, like whatever, playing golf? And some people are listening to this going, man, that'd be awesome. I go, no, it would not be awesome. It'd be awesome for a month. And then pretty soon after that, it's about purpose. This purpose in me would go, you ain't exactly liberating anyone's potential going on 5-hour bike rides. You're not doing that. So don't assume that if you had all the money in the world, that would fix it, because that's not necessarily going to help you find your purpose. One question that is helpful is to say to you, look into your life. What is it that you do or have done that when you do it, two things happen? One is there's no sense of time. Like, it's something that you do that when you do it, time just is inconsequential. You don't even notice it. What is it that you do that when you do it, you feel in a real state of flow, and there'll be joy and positivity attached to it? So often when I was on stage and speaking to large numbers of people, time would be effortless. Time would vanish, and this energy would be there, and I could go for hours. I could just keep bang, 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 giving people more and more content, more and more ideas, more and more steps for breakthrough all the time. So time evaporated for me. Now, interestingly, it wasn't actually speaking as such that was doing it. It was just that I was doing what? Liberating people's potential. Now, if I'd got up there and done interpretive dance and that liberated people's potential, well, hey, good luck to me. Same thing. Doesn't matter what I was doing on stage. It mattered that I was moving in the purpose of liberating people's potential. So whatever your purpose is, you'll be able to find it by saying, well, what is it that I do that when I do it, it really doesn't, you know, time just isn't there. I just can just immerse myself in this. Now, here is probably the biggest distinction. If you've made it this far in the podcast, don't miss this distinction. Grab a pen, write on your forehead right now. I will not miss this distinction because this is really important. The danger with this and with so much of personal development is you can start thinking, oh, well, this is really cool, right? So I'm going to get my purpose and I'm going to be really happy. Now, crucially, the purpose, you're finding your purpose will lead you to happiness for sure. But the real meaning of purpose is when you're in it, you will be really helping other people somehow. Crucially, when I'm on stage, moving in flow, time isn't there, liberating people's potential, you know, it's other focused. Yes, I want to do a good job. Yes, I want to be excellent at it, but it's helping other people. So concentrate. Your purpose will always eventually be about serving, showing compassion and loving and caring and doing something for other people. Think of great artists. Great artists want to bring their art to the world so that it impacts people. Great writers. Come back to your Mother Teresa's, your Gandhi's, your Jesus, your J.K. Rowling. All these people want to bring something that blesses people, that creates real meaning in people's lives. And that's the difference, right, between what you like to do, golf, riding my bike, reading books, and purpose. See, if I just did nothing but riding my bike and stuff, that isn't other-focused. Now, I should do it, and it's part of a full, meaningful life to have the things that you enjoy for self-recreation, that stuff. But ultimately, concentrate. Hear this. Purpose is about taking your gifts and talents in some way serving the world. I'll give you two great quotes. One, the very famous Albert Schweitzer, who founded these incredible hospitals for the poor in Africa. He said, "The purpose of human life is to serve and to show compassion and the will to help others." Here's a quote from the Dalai Lama. "Our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them." Okay, listen to the first line again from the Dalai Lama. "Our prime purpose in this life." Now, this is the Dalai Lama, whatever religious persuasion you are. You know, he's a pretty wise guy, right? "Our prime purpose," in his words, "our prime purpose in this life is to help others." So, concentrate. Your purpose is going to flow when it's doing something that serves a need in the world. And a couple of other things on finding your purpose. Look back in your life. You've always been good at it. You've always had this gift. People have always said to you, "Oh, you're really good at that." And you go, "Hang on, but I really like, doing sewing." And people have always said, "I'm a great sewer." Well, friends, I don't know the exact answers. I haven't met you. But your purpose will come from bringing that gift in the service of people in a meaningful way. Now, importantly, one thing with purpose is some of us can monetize it and many of us won't be able to. So some of you will go, "Well, I've got this, Jonathan, this is your purpose. You get to do this. This is your career. This is your life." And that's really cool. You don't want to confuse a purpose with a career unless you're really sure. So your purpose might be something you do outside of work. But either way, you want to get really clear on it and not miss it. A lot of people go, "This is my purpose and I'm going to start this and do that." Now, if that's true, go for it. But you don't have to make a career out of your purpose. You may want to, and I want to encourage you to do that if you can, but you may also just find that you have a job and it pays the bills and it looks after other people's needs, but on the side, outside of that, you fully engage in purpose. All right, so once again, how do you find it? It'll be something that's eventually focused on other people. Time will fly. It'll feel effortless. It's probably always been there. And crucially, I often say to people, the older I get, and I was never good at this, go in the direction of your heart. Go in the direction of what's effortless. So, for me, when I meet you, if I'm talking to you about the questions in your life, I just effortlessly am able to give you my complete concentration, and ideas come to me effortlessly. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, I know everything, but in terms of liberating people's potential, there's a flow. So go where it's effortless for you. Go where the flow is there. Go where you're comfortable and your intuition says, this is your thing. Okay, but please, don't waste any more of your life living outside of purpose. Pray for it. Pray that God will just help you understand your purpose. Think about it. Journal about it. Why am I here? Ask people. And this is the thing, right? Until I worked with Deb, I couldn't have really articulated my purpose. Karen and I used to talk about it, and I'd say, yeah, I like helping people, motivating people. But for Deb to help me put it beautifully in the terms of liberate people's potential, it was awesome. And I had to get outside help. And you'd think I would know how to do this, but I had to get someone to help me. Because don't you think that you would automatically know your purpose? And some of you listeners will go, well, I do. But many of us don't. So don't be afraid to go and find one or two people that really know you and just say, help me. Can I ask you, what do you think my purpose is? What do you think my reason for being here is? So good news, huh? I really believe that as you listen to my voice now, there is one thing for you to do. There is one purpose for you to accomplish, and it'll play out in all sorts of different ways in your life. But once you get in that place, once you get in that groove of purpose, life can be just really cool. And just, I want to encourage you to find that place. So listen to this again, maybe a couple of times. There's a lot in there. Please do this for me. Share it with people. Just copy the link. Get the iTunes link, get the link off your browser, and just send it to two or three friends. Say, hey, listen to this. I really love you to come and follow me on Instagram. I keep saying that, you know, Twitter is a place where other human beings go to be mean to each other. Facebook is where you go to stare at cat videos. But I really like Instagram. You can tell a story. It's beautiful. And people are much more positive there. So below the link here will be a link to my Instagram. You can find me at jonathan_doyle.co. But come across to Instagram, follow me there, because I get to post more regularly and put good stuff there. Grab a copy of the book, share this with people. I hope it's useful. Post a comment under here, whatever's helpful. Tune in again next week. If you're hearing this and you're not a member, come across to jonathandoyle.co, jump on the podcast page. There's plenty of places to sign up, or just email me at jonathan@jonathandoyle.co and I get straight in touch. So I hope that's useful. We might not meet, but I hope that there's something in here that's just going to be useful for you. And I'll speak with you again. I'm Jonathan Doyle, and I will speak with you again next week.